This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates in Texas are shocked at a Supreme Court ruling declaring essentially that Texas is being too harsh on abortion clinics by making them adhere to the same standards as other ambulatory surgical clinics, among other restrictions. The vote was 5-4, with Justices Scalia, Thomas, and Alito joining Chief Justice John Roberts in dissent. California's push to legalize assisted suicide has died. Democrats in the lower house of that state's legislature could not get enough votes. It's a huge victory for pro-life advocates, and observers say the bill may be off the table for the rest of the year. These observers say Latino Democrats may have heard the call of Archbishop Gomez last week, saying that the compassion that doctor-assisted suicide offers is hollow. While Catholic bishops are leading Christians in a prayer campaign for religious freedom, the group Catholics for Choice is, perhaps ironically, fighting the very religious freedom the bishops are promoting. They are engaged in an ad campaign claiming the bishops promote discrimination. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, at healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. Pro-Life Poland bans abortion pills, but abortion advocates used drones to violate Polish airspace to deliver those pills to two pregnant women. Abortion advocates there say these women ended their pregnancies. For Pro-Life Headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.